This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Alrighty, welcome to Reinvention Radio, as we're sounding off. That's our plan. Let's sound off today. How about it?
We officially need to get a noise.
We do. We need our... Wasn't that like your foghorn? All right, that'll be our plan next time. All right, so Steve Ulscher hanging out with the lovely Mary Goulet. Hello, Mary Goulet. Richie Oche. What's up, babies? And White's on down our studio. Kelly's got it under control back home. And here we are sounding off on this lovely Thursday. Remember, we do broadcast live every Thursday from 12 until 2 Pacific. And you can join us at Reinvention Radio. It's with an O.com. And we'd love to have you there. And, of course... please keep up all of the love and stuff that we're seeing there on the iTunes channels and the Stitchers and the SoundClouds and the so-ons, because a lot of folks rating and reviewing and subscribing to the show, and so thank you for that. If you have any feedback at all that you want to share about a past episode or someone that you would like to see on a future episode, or just a comment for me or Mary or Rich or Wade or Kelly or any of us here, you can also do that by phone if you call us at 1-844-MRBOLD1. So that's 1-844-MRBOLD1. So thank you so much for those who have been sharing your thoughts on the show with us, and greatly appreciate it. And I got to tell you, we're getting some love out there in terms of people who are subscribing. The numbers are definitely heading in the right directions, ladies and gents. So thanks for sharing the show with those you love, and whether it's the sound off or whether it's the interviews. Or whether it's Soulful Sunday, or What Is Your What Wednesday, or the New Media Minute, we try to give you all kinds of. Let's just say we're a value add channel here. That's our goal here with Reinvention Radio, is to always add value to your lives. And so now we're not going to do that, because we're going to sound off. And Lord knows we talk about God knows what here on the sound off. But I've got a lot of ground to cover here, and not the least of which is I have to kind of put my tail between my legs, and I have to admit that I was wrong. And it takes a big, big, big man to admit when he's wrong. And I was wrong.
Just with the smiles.
Yeah,
I'm just, I'm just looking at your face going,
shaking your head, SMH. Mary is SMHing right now, or technically you'd be SHHing right now. You're shaking her head right now. Yes. No, last week I said unequivocally that the Warriors were going to just run through it and go 16-0 in the playoffs, and they were going to sweep the Cavs, and that was going to be that. Mm-hmm. That did not happen. The Cavs did their thing, and they had their you know, they brought it to the game, and left everything on the floor there in Game 4, won that game. You will never see what happened in that game ever again for the sports fans out there. They scored, 86 points in the first half, which was, I mean, you first of all, in a regular game, you don't see that, let alone in the finals of the NBA playoffs. You just don't ever see that. And so they won that game, and then, of course, they lost Game 5, and there you have it. But I have to say I was wrong. I thought they were just going to blow right through them, and I will admit when I was wrong, and I was wrong. So I'm not going to say congratulations to the Warriors, because I think it's just flat-out wrong when you can buy the best players that are available to you.
Oh, my gosh. We went over this last week.
And I just think it's wrong. I'm not going to I'm not going to give them my congratulations, because I just think it's wrong. But I will say congratulations to the Pittsburgh Penguins. They repeated as Stanley Cup champions. So
darn
there you
it.
Go.
I wanted Nashville.
I also wanted Nashville. I wanted to see somebody else win. I like seeing new folks win, and I'm always for the underdog. And so congrats, though, to them. All right. Now, speaking of folks who are either winning or losing, you guys are seeing what's going on here in the world of Jell-O pudding. You've been following what's going on there with our buddy Bill?
Oh, no, I haven't. What's going on?
Oh, that's
Have you
so
seen
funny.
Any of that or no? Have you been watching it at all, Mary?
No, I haven't watched. No, I'm not going
right.
to watch that.
Because
crap.
It's not breaking news on any of the channels. And by the way, everything is breaking news now if you watch any of the
Alert.
Channels.
Alert.
It's Wednesday. Breaking news. It's Wednesday. It's like everything.
Yeah, there's so many of those fake, like even the live feeds. I've noticed people doing that. They're like using green screens and making it look like they're a news
breaking
station.
News.
Like, breaking news.
Right? It's there's Wednesday. That's, yes, every week it happens that it becomes Wednesday on this day. So Mr. Bill. Is let's just say he's kind of in limbo right now insofar as what's going to happen with his fate. The jury has been deliberating for the better part of, I believe, 3 days now, and cannot come to a consensus on any of the charges. And just so I'm clear, how does that work exactly? Have you done jury duty? Have you ever done jury duty,
yes.
Mary? You have. Have you ever done jury duty where you got a case?
Yes.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I want to hear. What was the case?
It was a DUI.
It was a,
in L.A.
They actually had a, like, it went to jury for a DUI?
And
why?
The,
something must have happened. I mean, it wasn't just a DUI case only, right? Like,
did he
right.
kill somebody under the influence
no.
or hit something?
He just disputed it, and the prosecuting attorney did not give us enough information to agree with her, and we acquitted him.
Isn't it simply a matter of, like, okay, here's the blood test
no.
or here's the blow, whatever they call it? I mean, there's a what, breathalyzer results?
It was so long ago. It was when I was living in L.A., in the 90s, early 90s. So I don't remember the details, but we all sat in the room. We're like, there were a couple people that just on principle of mm-hmm. the DUI, they wanted to say guilty.
Sure.
But the judge kept saying, you have to listen to what the attorneys are saying and making their case and beyond a reasonable doubt. And we just couldn't, you know, the glove just didn't fit.
So wait, did they ask? Because like I did jury duty, I don't know, maybe 2 months ago or whatever it was. And then they said, we have a case and it's probably going to be a minimum of like 2 weeks. Like that's what they said. It's going to be like
always tell you that.
It's going to so yeah. they okay. So they always tell you yeah. the amount of time it'll be. So they said it'll be like a minimum of 2 weeks. I was like, who on God's green earth wants to do that? But I did they give you that? And they said, hey, it might go a week. It might
yeah,
go 2 weeks.
It was
and then
like a day or two. It was really fast. But you know, my friend did the what's the one where they do it downtown and to decide if they're going to.
Was that like an appellate court or something?
What? A grand jury.
My friend did that. He goes, wow. Fascinating.
A
he
grand
goes,
jury?
If you ever get to be on a grand jury, do it. Mm-hmm.
So
because
what,
it's all about discovery.
But what's the difference between grand jury then and a regular jury?
The
is
cases
it just the
are,
court?
It, the cases are bigger and deeper. And
yeah.
So if you're in the Supreme Court, you're part of
you're
I guess you couldn't be in the Supreme
invited.
Court. That would just be the justices.
Well here's the beautiful thing about the American legal system. You're innocent until proven guilty. So a grand jury
supposedly.
Will be convened.
Yeah, I was going to say, obviously, you, we know what side of the tracks you were born on because that's you know not always the case,
but
right? Yes.
But conceptually, and you know, many of the structures. So a grand jury is to decide if there's sufficient evidence to warrant actually having a trial.
Oh, so the grand jury is the step before a trial. The grand jury decides
if they're going to indict you and mm-hmm. make you go to trial.
And then you go to trial.
But he said, I mean,
it's
you're
discovery.
Getting...
It's a whole other thing. It's
have you done
right.
it?
So it could be a politician.
I've seen it.
It could be a corporate CEO guy.
Watching Law and Order doesn't count. That's like, no,
no
I mean,
no,
like...
No. There's. Do you remember Saigon Pin way back? Were you living in San Diego then?
Saigon yeah. Pin. I want to know.
It was a crazy, like, this case.
I like his name.
It was like, basically, it was a cop doing a ride-along thing and... Just going to do a normal warrant, and next thing you know, just all out of control, and he's in the car and shot the cop and running over the other cop and, like, you know, just – and they had a ride-along with them that day. You know,
whoa.
They weren't expecting anything.
Yeah.
And just fascinating seeing how the defense attorney got him off for defense.
Even though he very clearly
yeah,
had –
it was crazy. Just so, the whole deal.
It's well, like, so that's the thing. It's like – and that's where we're at with Cosby right now is, like, you've got – you know, I don't know, 634 women who have said, you know, if you took her to the roofie, you know, like, I mean, like that, you know, it's this, there's it's indisputable. Like, you can't have that many people corroborating, which is like the best word in the English language, but you can't have that many people corroborating on the same, they can't all tell the same story. I mean, it's like, yes, Wade.
But see, that's merely part of it. He's being tried on one person. And so that jury has to look at that one person's case
mm-hmm.
and evaluate it on its own merits.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm not, what, I anal? I am not a lawyer. So I don't know what that other stuff is allowed to be presented,
yeah.
right? But their jury is looking at this single woman's case.
Well, because of the statute of limitations.
But sometimes, though, this is the part that's hardest, is on paper, you're innocent till proven guilty. But in real life, the reality is you're guilty till proven innocent.
Mm-hmm.
If you took that same phrase, Wade, I anal, and put it on a T-shirt and walked around, I bet you you're guilty till proven innocent.
Wait, we just had this. Wasn't this National Pride Month? We just had like all the parades all over. Wade, you missed that. You totally missed out on a lucrative opportunity there.
And I get the point of how it actually plays out. You know, if you can't afford nothing but a court-appointed lawyer, good luck. But there are structures set up with that concept of innocent till proven guilty that affords us, you know, certain capacities. But, you know, it's the classic thing about the OJ trial. You know, many people said OJ proved that we've progressed to the point that now even a black rich man can get off, right? It used to only be a white rich man. But look, we've progressed to the point that a black rich man can get off.
Because progress.
Money buys
O.J. Simpson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then if you defend the guy, you die. Because haven't like two of the three or whatever, haven't like Kardashian was one of them. And I don't know, a couple of them are dead, right? I mean, I don't know. All right. So let's do this. Let's reconvene. Hopefully next time here on the Sound Off, we will have the results of what happened. Maybe it will still be deadlocked and maybe they'll never convict the guy. But in the meantime, yeah, I like that idea. Let's just kind of go on the basis of, let's live it out where we are innocent until proven guilty, and let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe it didn't happen the way 400
you
women
just
said
got
it
dismantled.
All right, guys, talk to you next.
Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Ulscher, visit reinventionradio.com.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're at a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Ulscher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step by step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many get on the right path and be clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step for realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting TheReinventionWorkshop.com today. No more delays, no more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to TheReinventionWorkshop.com. That's TheReinventionWorkshop.com.